This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Boy, this guy was clever. Owner of a North Carolina short track, he opened up his track gates to fans last week on Saturday. He said he didn't want corona-infested media members from attending, but they could buy a ticket like a regular fan. He's in defiance of an executive order by Governor Roy Cooper. I don't even know where this is. Where's Governor Roy Cooper? I have to think about that. You can't have an event with more than 25 people. That he can hold 2,500, you know, folks in his arena. And his excuse is, well, no. It's a rally. We're just having a rally. Good for him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. See, that's innovative thinking. This is a protest. We are holding a Black Lives Matter protest. Come on out. Contribute a little bit of money to the cause, because this is for Black Lives Matter. I actually said this. What we should do is everything we do from now on should be for Black Lives Matter. Except we don't give the money to them. We just go, Black Lives Matter. We have our signs up and we protest. And then when they go, well, you wait a minute, you're a Tea Party guys. Yeah, but we are protesting against white superiority. I mean, we should just, everything should be about Black Lives Matter. You want to know why? Because once everything is about Black Lives Matter, it's gone. It's watered down. It's not, and I'm saying, if you can't beat them, join them. I'm saying no. Why worry about it? If that's what everybody sanctions, go for it. Get a permit and say, we're going to do a Black Lives Matter protest and send it out to your people and hold a rally or hold an event. Maybe serve some food and charge people for it. Or, you know, if you got a movie theater, serve some popcorn and charge people for it. And then before the movie, go up and say, Black Lives Matter! And then walk out of the theater. I mean, if I had a business that required me to back down or whatever, I would say, come to the Black Lives Matter rally. It's going on here. And as people came in and sat down at the restaurant, I would say, oh, it's a Black Lives Matter event. You're going to shut down a Black Lives Matter event? What? I know. Kevin, you're too innovative. That's what this guy did. It's his idea. It's not my idea. I'm embellishing it. I'm putting some derivative thought to it. Great, great idea. I love the concept. Glad I thought of the part that I thought of that guy didn't actually think of. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We have a lot of fun here, but in the humor, intermixed with it, you know, sometimes under layers is actually truth that you can accept and you can use, and you can do it in a way that I do it, where you go, hey, I just had this funny little thought about blankety blank. Answer me, leftist. And you know what they'll do? Oh, that is kind of funny. That is kind of cute. Let me think about it. I don't have an answer for that. That's what I give you. I give you ammo. And I even deliver it in such a way, because you go, hey, Kevin, you're a black man. Please teach me the ways of black people in this, of you know, good black folks, people that know what they're talking about, like myself. Teach me your ways, oh Yoda. Is it Yoda? Yeah, Yoda. I was going to call him Yoga. Oh, Yoda? I will teach you, Grasshopper, but you must pay attention all time, okay? It's funny, when I do the voice of an Asian, I actually have people write to me and go, Kevin, you do know, and you could get in trouble for doing that Asian voice. And I go, thank you very much. You think I'm worried about getting in trouble? You white people, you worry too much. And you guys have lawyers. You know not to worry. Why would you worry when you have an attorney? Attorney can't get you out of racial stuff, Kevin. No, you don't have my attorney. Yeah, I don't need an attorney to get out of racial stuff. I don't care. I just don't get. You know, there are people that they go to, oh, I don't want this on my next job interview, and I got to clean this, and I got to do this or that. Okay, do what you got to do. I'm not clean. I don't take down tweets. I'm not clean. There's nothing for me to clean up. I gave my opinion. It's my opinion. It is right. 100% of the time. It is my opinion of whatever I was thinking at the time. And if even if I change it 15 years from now, at the time that I made it, it was right because it was my opinion. That's the way I look at it. You can evolve. You can. Your evolution doesn't mean you were wrong before. It just means that at that time in your life, things were different. You might have thought, boy, I don't know why people just won't jump over the pond when they're golfing and just go to the green. Why do they walk around on the stairs? That's really stupid. But then when you're 55 or 60, you go, I ain't gonna mess up my ankle. Shoot. I look at everything. Now, I won't even jump down 3 feet. I slowly crawl down. You know, not on my Achilles. I'm not blowing out a knee trying to impress somebody. Cause, oh, Kevin, you look young and vibrant. I know, and I'm going to keep it that way. I'm not going to walk all, you know, crotchety like, you know, taking them big old steps like I got a monkey on my back. No, I walk like a dude that's in his 30s. You know why? Because I act like that. I don't do stupid stuff. I don't try to impress people. You shouldn't either. You have nobody to impress. You are right about the majority of things that you've done in your life. You play by the rules. You got to impress. You got the person you want. You got the friends you want. You probably got the job or the business you want. You live in the neighborhood. You got everything you need. You got all the accoutrements of life. You can even use a French word to describe it, like accoutrements. You got it all. Why you got to impress? You don't have to impress anybody. Okay, if you want to think of me as a racist, fine, but I'm not here to impress you. I'm not a racist. I don't have to fight you back. I got nothing to prove to you. It's like when people get all, man, I kick your butt. Whatever. Okay, fine. You can kick my butt. Go tell the story that way. Just don't try it. Because then I will have to use my accoutrements upside your head. Yeah, I can misuse a French word just like with the best of them. I will accoutrement you. Colin Powell has endorsed Joe Biden. Wow, I'm shocked. I couldn't think of that clown's name the other day, Colin Powell. I know you tried to give it to me, but I didn't want your help that day, Mr. Producer. Don't try to play with me, man. I told you I didn't want your help that day. I wasn't feeling getting help from the white man. I wanted to figure it out myself, but it is Colin Powell. I should have never forget it because, you know, he is a colon. You know what I'm saying? He's a colon. You get it? You people get it? Two demented brothers having a mutual appreciation party. Do you think anybody cares that Powell endorsed Joe Biden? You think anybody cares? You think people are going, man, I was on the fence until Colin Powell said he was all in for Joe Biden. So, yeah, I'm going to vote for Captain Demento now. All right, what do we got? We are going to be talking about this show, Mad Dog Mattis, in the second hour. I know, it's old news, but I'm going to give you my take on it. But we got a lot more coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Romney marched with the Black Lives Matter protesters. Did you guys see that? And he takes a selfie. You know, if Mitt was genuine about it, Mitt Romney was genuine, he wouldn't have even taken the picture. He wanted people to know, I'm down for the cause. Mr. Virtue Signaler, I thought I was embarrassed with my vote for John McCain. I'm more embarrassed with my vote for Mitt Romney. I thought Mitt Romney was the reincarnation of Reagan. Boy, I couldn't be more wrong. See, I can admit being wrong. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We don't have to admit it that often around here. That's the good news. Hey, many of you voted for him, too. There's a part of me that I'm angry that there were people that sat it out for Mitt Romney because I really thought he could beat Barack Obama in the second term because Obama was a disaster. After the first term, he never should have seen the light of day. But we gave that Negro two chances and he blew it. But you know what? In retrospect, as in all of God's, you know, thinking and the things that the good Lord does, he knew. He knew that we needed to let Obama finish out his nonsense. And what happened? He tried to get Donald Trump. He went too far. And now he's in big trouble, legacy in ruins. And we expose Mitt Romney for who he is. this worked out perfectly. So you got to just leave things alone sometimes. You got to let it play out. The Democrats think they're going to influence this election coming up in 2020. They think they're going to let illegals vote. They're going to do mail-in votes. They're going to be harvesting votes. They're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. It is not going to help them. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm one-to-one with God. We talk a lot. We do. Not as much as I should. I've been lax, too. I ain't going to lie to you. There were times where, man, I talked to God 3-4 times a day, maybe more. I've talked to God more than that sometimes in a day. But I've been lax over the past few months. Maybe I had the Wu flu, and it made me not talk to God as much. But I've been talking to God lately, having conversations, because you should never neglect that. Learn how to listen to that voice. They call it intuition, right? They go, oh, that little voice told me something. That little voice is God speaking to you. Don't do that. Don't go there. Rethink that. That is God. That when people say to me, there is no evidence of God, I go, have you ever had a little voice talk to you? Yeah, okay, there was your evidence. Unless you're crazy, Joe Biden. Yeah, that was your evidence. Little voices don't talk to you. I mean, in the real world, right? You shouldn't hear a voice, but when that little bit of intuition comes in, you go, hey, ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I told you guys, when I was about to send a tweet that got me fired from Fox, God is my witness. God said to me, you hit that button, your life's going to change. Are you ready for it? And I remember saying to God, you got my back. I hit that button. That's a fact. I'm telling you 100% what happened the moment I hit that button when I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks. God spoke to me and he asked me, do you understand the ramifications of when you hit that button? And I said, I do, Lord. And you got my back and I hit the button because I felt that. And boy, did it change my life. Yeah. But not in the ways that people think. I just had some clown writing to me, you got fired from Fox. You got fired. Really? That's it? That's all you got from me? That's the way you want to come at me? As if these people think that I have no prospects. I have no job. I was like, what are y'all talking about? People are crazy. Yep, Romney marching with protesters. Virtue signaling, he's better than we are. Look at what I did. Woo. And taking pictures. Got to document it, right? Can't just go out and do it. Can't let somebody else go, was that Mitt Romney? Nope. Romney's got to prove to you he's better than you, so he's going to take a picture. Oh, in case nobody else does, let me make sure I get this documented that I did it. Elmer Fudd, did you hear about this? Elmer Fudd can no longer have his gun. I don't even know what are the ramifications of Elmer Fudd who would go hunting for rascally wabbits. And how do you hunt for rascally wabbits and you're dressed like a hunter and you don't have a gun? Are they going to put a rock in his hand? What, are they going to go back and repurpose all of Elmer Fudd stuff? I know you're going, Kevin, is this really news? It is in a way. I grew up with Elmer Fudd. I love Elmer Fudd. I'm going to go fricassee me a wabbit. And he never got him. I mean, what is it? Oh, we're in this new period of gun control. Let me tell you something. The worst time for them to be trying to take away Elmer's gun is now. But symbolically, they still want to take Elmer's gun away. Think about this. This is a cartoon. What else do you go back and change so that it fits today's narrative? It's insane. Wow. Oh, boy. So I've been talking about how the Democrats are hurting themselves. Elmer Fudd, there's one. These protests, they call these protesters peaceful protesters. I want you to stop and think about that for just a minute. Somebody's telling you these are peaceful protesters. And you watch cities burning. You watch people getting a crap kicked out of them. You've heard the number of people who have died due to peaceful protests, the number of businesses that have been burned, etc. You've heard all this. And it's starting to leak out about George Floyd and his criminal history. That's slowly getting out there, too. Let me ask you, do you believe that people know intuitively that these are not peaceful protests? How do you continue to call something peaceful protest? How do you separate? Well, there are the peaceful protesters and then there are these other ones. And they're just the minority of whatever. Well, they're part of the protest. And that's, they're sucking up the oxygen from the peaceful protest. Do you think that people realize every time the media goes and the peaceful protesters, and they think of the buildings going up and all the things, all the crime that's going on, the number of people who have died, do you think they believe that lie? 80% of Americans believe that the country is out of control. That was a Rasmussen poll. The country is out of control. 80%. That's one of the largest pluralities I've seen in a long time. Now, I didn't analyze the poll, but I'm going to tell you what I think those 80% of the people are thinking. They're saying it's out of control. It's out of control in cities run by Democrats. And Donald Trump is not to blame because there's not a Republican anywhere around. And him wanting to get it, to quell it, is very presidential. That's what his job is, to make sure that we are all safe. So we are happy that Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. I believe that an overwhelming majority of that 80% that see this lack of control say to themselves, we need somebody that's going to control it. Joe Biden, who went to the George Brown's funeral, who went to George Brown's home, and who is, I'm surprised he didn't have his kente fabric on and take a knee, except he probably couldn't get up or couldn't remember which knee to take or what a knee is. But Joe Biden would not defund the cops. He did not go that far. So even he, in his diminished capacity, knew what not to say when it comes to defunding the police. But people are afraid and they're going to vote in Republicans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says cities and states should not be shut down again even if there is a second wave of coronavirus, citing the economic damages that would be involved. Wednesday, while speaking on Capitol Hill, Mnuchin also said, though he's not opposed to more stimulus funds.
I think we're going to seriously look at whether we want to do more direct money to stimulate the economy. But I think this is all going to be about getting people back to work. and we look forward to working with the entire Senate on this.
That news on the heels that workers filed another 1.5 million claims for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department is reporting. The number of workers receiving benefits did fall slightly to 20.9 million. On this news, the Dow has been down at times over 1,200 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some states are reporting spikes in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Loser of the 2018 gubernatorial race in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, says she's not being betted to be Joe Biden's running mate. The former Georgia state representative telling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert that I have said many times, if called, I will answer, but I have not received any calls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get your letters, I get your emails, I get your phone calls. And I always ask myself, well, not always, but most of the time after I get the message, I say, what in the heck is wrong with conservative white people? And when will you stop apologizing? I talked about this the other day. Do you feel good hiding your feelings, your opinions, hiding your genuine self? Because that's not good, right? The most self-actualized people are the people who represent themselves publicly in the same as they are privately. Those are the people that are the closest to self-actualization in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa doesn't like when I speechify to you. We've had this discussion a few times, but every now and then I got to give you a bit of tough love. I feel like I am part yogi. I am part psychologist. I am part motivational speaker. I am part pastor, part counselor, whatever you need. Part friend, confidant, whatever, but I feel like we have to have these discussions. We're at a point in America where you're not quite sure who you are anymore. So let me be very clear to you conservatives. Leftists, particularly white leftists, represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Those white folks are vile human beings, spawn of the devil himself. They hide behind their want to do good as they leave a vapor trail of destruction in their jet blast. Do you get it? When a white leftist finishes with whatever it's working on, it devours it and not even bones or hair remains. They are the hyenas in human form. And if you don't believe me, look at what they've done to black folks. You're witnessing it. You're watching the scavengers go at a race of people who are tired of being marginalized, who are tired of being picked on. The black community has been targeted. They've been pulled out of America, pulled out of human form to say, we're going to go and, as a leftist would say, help, and I use my finger quotes, these people. See, let me explain something to you. The pre-white leftist enabled black person was a hardy American. Self-sufficient, a magnificent moral core, God-fearing, family-oriented, more dependable than the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. I tell people this all the time. A black woman was a white woman's most, I mean, that was her best friend. That was her confidant. That's what she told that woman. That black woman was the person the white woman told all her deepest, darkest, dirtiest deeds and secrets. She wouldn't even tell her girlfriends this. And the black man was the right-hand man to the right-hand man to the white guy, who he may have worked for or whatever, but he was the right-hand man. He was the most dependable dude in that white man's life, even including the white dude's wife. But somewhere along the line, folks, white leftist enablers got a hold of black folks and corrupted a few of them, and they have turned them into the most sorry, whiny losers of today. Even when black leftists reach the pinnacle of success, they whine like pansies. They want their Oscars, or I want a black general manager or coach, or they want their reparations. Others pretend to care about the common man. Oh, these poor black men out here getting beat up by cops, man. I just feel bad. As they get into their Lamborghinis, speed back past four cops that pull them over and want their autographs. I'm just telling you, it is the biggest deception on the planet, and it is being fueled by white leftists. Yeah, so as I said in a previous broadcast, and I'm telling you again today because I did the old stop apologizing segment yesterday, but let's just continue it because, you know, we've talked about everybody wanting to protest, and there's always some angst in America. Somebody's being oppressed that we've got to stay on this. We got to drone on. Back in the day when we sang songs, "We Shall Overcome," well, we did it. And you're still apologizing. You're still apologizing for being part of the success of the greatest country in the world. In the greatest country in America. I almost said that. I didn't say it. Greatest country in the world. You're apologizing. Yeah. You got these silly Negroes out there, well trained by these white leftists who pretend, "I don't see color." Biggest lie in politics. "I don't see color." Let me tell you something, white people. I love you to death, but I see your color. But does it matter? Absolutely not. You know what I see? I mean, I'm not going to get crude here, but let's face it, guys. If the first thing you see I'm just going to use a beautiful woman as her color. Wow, good for you. I mean, I can appreciate a nice tan, but I can appreciate an untanned body. I can appreciate women of all colors. There's much more I'm going to notice on a woman, but besides that, if you're an athlete, I'm not going to go, "Ooh, look at that white boy athlete." If I see, man, that dude is built. You know, he's look at him lift that weight. I'm looking at the lifting of the weight. I'm not going, "Look at that white guy lifting the weight." I'm like, "Wow, that is a lot of weight." Unbelievable what we are focusing on. Oh, but I don't see color. If you don't see color, then why does the LGBT use the rainbow to represent their flag? To say you don't see color is to say, "I don't appreciate art," or "I don't appreciate clothing, couture," right? "I don't appreciate that red Lamborghini," or whatever. You do appreciate it. You understand it, and it's insignificant. You go shopping and you say, "I need to go get a gray suit. I want to get a black suit. I'm going to go get me a blue suit. I love this dress. The colors are so vibrant." We are trained to notice color. And we're trained to notice it in all its obscurity. We don't care. I mean, when you go look for brown shoes, it isn't because you're racist against black shoes or you're racist against blue shoes. You're matching an outfit. But boy, we overlook it because we've been trained. "I don't look at color." I've heard conservatives, "I don't look at color. I know a redhead when I see one. I know the difference between a blonde and a brunette." I know the difference between blue eyes and brown eyes. There's nothing wrong with seeing color. White conservatives, let me just explain it to you because you're having trouble here. I know. You see color, but you have the ability to see beyond color. You see character. No pretense in not recognizing a person's blackness. I have this friend who happens to be black, who happens to be white, who happens to be Hispanic, or whatever. We see color for what it is, a descriptor of the person's human form. And I've said this before, I've said it 1,000 times. If we were all the same identical color, I guarantee you leftists would figure out a way to separate us. You do notice his eyes are, there's a certain class of them, the eyes are just a little bit wider than the others. Why is it that we choose that obscure thing to say, this is what's going to galvanize us one way or the other? And when we talk about the evolution of a country, why haven't we evolved to the point where we go, that's nonsense. We know it is. We conservatives do. White leftist virtue signal as they proclaim things like Black Lives Matter. And white conservatives rightly fire back All Lives Matter. Because no life is any better than any other, regardless of color. So to say Black Lives Matter is unbelievably racist. Yet white leftists embrace this racism in hopes that they appear more woke than their counterparts. They feed the racism of black leftists. Then they return to their sanctuaries, away from the very people they proclaim to help. They don't live in these neighborhoods. White leftists scream, disband the police or get rid of ICE, knowing that these law enforcement agencies are sorely needed, particularly in black communities. White leftists ignore the facts regarding blacks killed by police in America. They dismiss any statistics counter to their narrative, and they are so demented, they encourage black leftists to demonize anyone who dare bring up black-on-black crime in a discussion of Black Lives Matter, and we let them. You don't have anything to apologize for. These racists are the ones who need to apologize.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The next hour, I'm going to be talking about General Mattis, Mad Dog. And I'm just setting you up for it because there's a ton to talk about. There was a woman, and maybe we'll cover this in the final segment or something, but it was a woman who was mad she couldn't loot. I don't know if you guys saw that. The amount of crazy that is circulating out there, do you want to play that? Yeah, let's do that because it goes in the line with me preaching to you guys today to stop apologizing. But anyway, let's play this. Here's a woman. We had I cannot tell you how many beep, beep, beeps you're going to hear through this because this lady's stone crazy. But this is a black chick in Chicago who is mad that some Middle Eastern guys are actually protecting their store. They're in a little strip mall, a little strip shopping area, and they're actually kind of standalone stores, maybe two or three. But there's a beauty supply place, and there's a Boost Mobile store. And she's driving by there because she wants to loot it. And she's upset that they're standing out there with weapons in order to prevent her and other blacks from looting it. And so here's the clip.
He ain't even a legal citizen. This is where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me. Yup. Let me get off from over here. My cousin is a homicide detective, Nataki Rose. Yup. A homicide detective. I'm sending my cousin, the homicide. This is what they doing. On 73rd. And Stony Island, right across the street from Farrakhan. This is what the minister is talking about. Don't trust these people that say they from Africa. They from Morocco. Fake Ramadan. Yeah. And they ready to kill black people over this cheap they got from China. Yeah. They ready to kill somebody. And they got a black man out here with these guns. Ready to kill us and said don't break in their store, but they on our turf. And this is some motherfucking cheap China beauty supply fake motherfucking Boost Mobile fake. And this is how they protected they ready to kill me. And this motherfucking standing on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47 and the other motherfucking over there. And I know, Illinois, you don't have a license to conceal and carry. You don't. You don't have a license to conceal and carry. This is not Detroit. This is not a right to bear arms. These people got the black men out here ready to kill more black people if we decide to loot their store. They ready to kill us. But we gonna come back. And you gotta have that gun all motherfucking day. Because you don't even know who I am. Allah go burn this place, Allah. Burn them down, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan. Look how they protected this material stuff, Allah. Burn them, burn them, burn them, Allah. Burn them, Allah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So when you listen to a clip like that, do you get upset? Do you think to yourself, holy crap, how many things that this chick say that you go, really? I mean, how much does she know about the Second Amendment and the Constitution and conceal and carry? I mean, this is the level of ignorance that's just floating around out there. And I would love to tell you that she's an anomaly. But I'm telling you, there is much that's normal in the black community about this woman. This is a woman that really doesn't understand why y'all protecting this junk that's made from China. It's just made in China. Is that worth my life? I mean, I want you to just try to put yourself into the head, the logic behind somebody saying, why won't you let me loot your store? Look at you with your, you know, sanctimonious but protecting merchandise over me. You hear people over property. I talked about this the other day. People over property. That's what their new slogan is. Oh, you want to protect people over property. Because the property, there's nothing involved in the property. So what? You bought a home in a neighborhood. You put your furnishings in it. You put your own personal life in that dwelling, right? You've got your pictures of your kids, your grandkids. You've got little artifacts of where you visited and things like this, things you've collected over the years. That is your little piece of the world. And what a person says to you is, I don't respect that. It's just property. If I want to come in and take your TV or take your stereo or whatever, who are you to stop me? Because it's just property. property over people. You can't want to do, right? I'm just putting you in the head of somebody. I would never in my life think I should go into somebody's house, steal their stuff, and think, look, it's property over people. They should not want to harm me because it's only stuff. You know what's funny? When people talk about things, and it makes me think of Pulp Fiction and the guy had his dad's watch. You remember Bruce Willis played the guy that had he coveted his dad's watch. That watch was worthless to anybody else. If you found it on the street, you'd throw it away. But it was precious to him because his dad had keistered it, getting it out of Vietnam or so. I don't remember the details of it. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. Do you have anything like that? Something that has no value to anybody else, but it has immense value to you. That's your property, because that property does have meaning. It's not just people over property. It's all the stuff behind it, all the symbolism behind everything. And the symbolism around your home is that is where you built your life. The symbolism behind your company is that is where you built your life. And that is where other people are building their lives. You ever gone to companies and they got all these awards deals and they're clapping because old George got his award and this guy's been there 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and they're giving out pins and bonuses and things like that. Hey, let's just burn that down because George Floyd got killed by a white cop. Probably they had a personal beef with one another. Let's just destroy everything. And let's change. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this, but now we're going to redefine racism and we're going to redefine. Everybody's got to get re-woke. I spoke earlier about the difference between us and them, the people that want to disband the police and get rid of ICE, knowing how important these law enforcement agencies are to the black community. And we can't have a discussion around Black Lives Matter and statistics. Let me tell you something. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chicago has spent I can't remember the number, but it's multiple millions of dollars in settlements for police since 2004. I want to say it's $663 million in settlements. And I looked it up and I wanted to find out what's the restitution. That's when the cops do something wrong, okay? What's the restitution when a criminal does something wrong? There is a thing called restitution. In Africa, they do it. They call it blood money. Because if you harm another family or whatever, they want blood. And the only way that you don't, that there's not retaliation is you pay them off. And so we have a system of that. It's called restitution. Do you know in the state of Illinois, you can get up to $27,000 for harm done to you? So if somebody kills a family member, or rapes your daughter or whatever, and they're found guilty, they can theoretically have to pay restitution. And I looked at how much restitution gets paid out in the state of Illinois. It's $5 million a year. That's a good year. $5 million. Now, there were 543 murders in Chicago in 2015. In 2017, they paid out $5 million in restitution. I want you to just think, just murders. That wasn't the number of people that got shot, because there were over 2,000 people that got shot. They deserve restitution. That doesn't include rape. It doesn't include robbery. You get what I'm saying? And less than $5 million is paid out in restitution. Here's a fun little fact for you. In 2015 alone, Chicago spent $163 million in hospitalization related to crime. Yeah. All these policies, nothing, blank checks that we have to essentially give to these cities, and they want you to feel guilty? White leftists control every city, major city in this country. They destroy them. You build neighborhoods and enclaves that blacks want to move to, and you're apologizing. Stop it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.